You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
The Extra Funny podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics. The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Ace and Friends.
A special day today. Coming up. Piper the Paranormal is going to join us. Thought of that today, like that's we got to have it like Paranormal Piper. Yep. My sister, who I don't know, I don't want to say exactly what she does because I don't really know. I mean, she deals with tarot cards and paranormal stuff. Anyway, she's been going to. She's part of the Paranormal Society of Central Louisiana, and so she's going to be. She's been going to places with this group, and they search out for paranormal activity, like at these haunted plantations and things. And I read the comments when she posts stuff, and people are like, oh, my God, I've always wanted to go there my entire life and stuff like that. It's pretty wild. So anyway, in a little while, in a few minutes, she's going to hop on with us today to find out more about or to share more about the paranormal activity in Central Louisiana and more. And again, so we've opted out. We're not interested in the fire that took place in the neighborhood.
No, I don't know why you keep bringing up the fire.
Okay, I don't know. It's maybe because it's important to me because that house has been there forever. But
Well, then do it.
There's really nothing to share about the paranormal. It's going to be far more entertaining. The house burns.
You said it burned to the ground. We got it.
Did I show you all the pictures?
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Yeah,
I mean,
but
it is weird though because this house is two houses over from the house where I grew up in, where my sister lives now. We're the only people who've ever lived in that house, and when our neighborhood was built. The street comes in, makes like a big circle about a mile around. But the street ended at this house that burned down just two houses over. That's where the street, and it was just like a dirt road because they hadn't even developed the entire neighborhood when we moved in. That's how fresh the neighborhood was. So it's kind of sad. Like that house is gone. It's been there. Literally, it's been there 50 years in that spot. But it's goner than hell now.
To the damn ground.
That's exactly what it did. So there's a lot coming up. I have questions about Rob's cooking adventure that we'll get to in a few minutes last night. More about the cleanliness of it. I don't understand some things about crockpot usage that I need to be aware of. But yesterday, my wife and I were sitting with our son, and I have a word that I need to discuss the pronunciation of. Because there's no way I've been wrong my entire life. There's just no way that I've been wrong my entire life about how you pronounce this word. So I've written the word out for Rob and Riggins to address and see how they would say it. And then I'll tell you how she pronounces this word. And I think you're all going to think she's a lunatic. Let's go to next.
Ace and Friends.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Extra Funny podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics. The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Ace and Friends.
So last night, we had baby music class, and we stopped and got something to eat right there by the place. Because it was like 5:30. Who felt like fighting that traffic just to get home? So, and they bring to the table, Dax is seated in a high chair, and they bring to the table a little package that has colors in it and a little thing for him to color if he wants to. But, he doesn't know coloring because he's only 8 months old. So, however, in a discussion about what was going on, a word popped up. Now, Riggins and Rob, you each have kind of an outline of what we're talking about today. Right. That word under number two, Rob, let me ask Riggins first. Riggins, okay. How would you pronounce that word? C-R-A-Y-O-N-S.
Pressure is on.
Yeah, how would you pronounce that word?
Crayon.
Okay. Rob?
Crayons. How would,
your crayons. Okay. Yeah, crayon. You are both correct. I was really not paying attention, and she was talking to Dax, and she goes, you gonna play with your crayons? And I was like,
did you say it like crowns?
What? And she goes, the crowns.
Oh, my God.
And I said, crowns? What? I said, what are you talking about? And then she got like aggravated with me. The crowns. The colors. And I went, the crayons? And she goes, I said, I thought you were saying crowns. She goes, well, that's how you say it, crowns.
She made it a...
I'm like, no, it's not how you say it.
She made it a one-syllable word.
Yeah, and I said, crowns. That's not how you say it. The word is crayons, like Crayola, crayons. Yeah,
right. That's how I was thinking of it, Crayola, crayon.
Yeah, they give you the C-R-A-Y part right up front.
Yeah, crayfish, crayon. She's pretty much established that's how you
pronounce it. She was like, either way. I'm like, no, it's not either way. And then I was annoyed. Like, no, it's not either way. They're crayons.
Yeah, that's weird. Never heard that.
I've never heard her use the word before. But she pronounced it as crowns. Mm. I was like crown. Like, I thought you were saying crowns. She goes, well, it's like that, crowns.
No, it's not.
It's not like that at all. Yeah.
They would call them crowns then.
And it's that frustration that you have like when arguing with Alex. She was like, well, this is how I pronounce it. Well, it's incorrect. Well, it's how I do it.
Yeah.
That's kind of the way it ended up. I was like, okay, I'm just not even going to talk about this anymore. They're not crowns. They're crayons.
Crayons.
They're not crowns.
Does she have an accent from somewhere?
No.
Yeah, I was like, maybe it's an accent thing. Like
she's crowns. From Florida, right?
Yeah, originally.
Yeah, I don't.
Crowns. Crowns.
Okay, I feel much better now. Just know that I'm right. Yeah. So otherwise, I knew I was right, but I just needed to have that confirmed.
Coming up on Ace and Friend.
Ace and Friend.
Rob told us earlier about something he did last night in the kitchen, and I have questions. More about the cleanliness than anything else. Next.
More Ace and Friends coming up.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
Ace and Friends.
So, Rob, you cooked last night, right?
Yes.
Okay, what did you make?
Crockpot fettuccine alfredo. Or not fettuccine, just crockpot alfredo with chicken and broccoli.
Okay. And you use one of those liners in your crockpot.
Yeah.
Is it plastic?
Yeah, it's. I can tell you exactly what it is. I think it's plastic.
Okay. I don't use a crock pot a lot, but I grew up, my mom did a lot of stuff in the crock pot, and we never had a liner of any sort. What is the point? The liner is to keep it clean?
Yeah, you can just pull it. And I just realized I used it a little bit incorrectly, just looking at the package. But you can, you put it in and you put the lid on, and the plastic just goes out on the outside. So when you're done and you get everything out of it, you just pull it up and throw it away.
And you don't wash out the inside of the crock pot at all?
I'm going to use a wipe, but I don't have to put it, I don't have to like
deep. Okay. Oh, wait, there you go. That's all. But you do wipe it out. So with something, with like some soap or whatever, something antibacterial, you do wipe it out there.
Yeah, because Meredith has that all over the house, so it's easy enough to just grab one. Because there might be a stray noodle or something that gets on there, some stray cheese, all that kind of stuff. So, right.
Okay.
But it mostly keeps me from having to deep clean it, essentially.
All right. Well, that was my thing, though. After so many uses, do you deep clean it just to be safe?
I don't. Maybe Meredith does.
Okay. All right, but I thought when you said that earlier today, you really didn't. You just said you made it sound as if you're done at that point.
Well, yeah,
it out, like put the top up, put it away, and I was like, you got to wipe that out with something, right?
Yeah. So yeah, I mean, I haven't cleaned up yet because it's just me at the house this week. So because it took a lot out of me to cook and all that stuff. So I'm going to do it when I get home today.
I'm sorry. Can you explain what you mean by it took a lot out of me to cook?
Well, there was a whole bunch of different steps in this because it's like a healthier alternative one that I was making,
right?
Where it uses cottage cheese instead of like some other kind of cheeses. So I had to blend the cottage cheese in with all these different things using a bigger bowl and a hand mixer. And then I had to also cook the chicken at the same time, make some noodles at the same time. You know, it was an ordeal.
And then it all goes in the crock pot?
Yeah, eventually, for like 30 more minutes.
While it was in the crock pot for 30 minutes, you didn't think, well, now's the time I should clean this rest of the kitchen.
No, because my back was hurting, so I just wanted to go sit down for a minute because I'd been staying in for a while.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's what you mean by it took a lot out of you, making your back hurt.
Yeah. Okay.
Man, the great thing about crock pot is that you just dump it all in there and then you're done, but this one required a lot of steps.
Yeah, I agree. I cooked the chicken for 3 hours, and that was probably the worst part because I had the chicken tenderloins, and I've told you before, I pulled a little tendon out of it.
Yeah.
So I did that with all like 2 pounds of chicken because this is meant to be for, you know, a couple days.
Yeah.
So.
Blending cottage cheese, the whole thing.
Gordon Ramsay. It was a lot.
More Ace and Friends coming up.
Coming up.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
There's a lot of news out there,
but Ace and Friends just want to give you the good news.
All right, so every day we strive to give you a couple of things that even put a smile on your face, make you feel good about what's going on in the world, because if you watch the regular news, it's pretty damn depressing. I don't believe this, but I'm going to share this story with you. A study in England found you really can learn how to be happy. The University of Bristol launched a class in 2018 called The Science of Happiness. It covers the latest science on why some people are happy and some aren't. The study found students enrolled in the course did come out of it happier than they went in. But here's the catch. You can't just learn to be happy and you're done. Quote, long-term joy in life requires ongoing practice and dedication. End quote. Now, they didn't say anything more about what how you achieve this joy in your life and learn how to be happy. So I guess that's why they want you to come take the class. They're just saying, hey, this is out there for you if you're interested. But again, students enrolled in the class did come out of it happier than they went in. Of course, that might have had something to do with they needed to pass the class, so they should felt like they should have been happier than when they went in. CBS News did a story on a group of skateboarders in Southern California who will deep clean your pool for free if you let them drain it and skate around in it first.
That's cool.
Okay. I mean, that's a win-win for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, in the good news, a place in Oklahoma called Noble Smokin' Joe's Barbecue kept getting prank calls last month from three little kids who really wanted some french fries. So one of the owners set out on a mission to track them down and get them those fries. I think this is kind of fun. So it blew up on Facebook, thousands of people commenting on a post about it. She ended up figuring out it was three girls, age 5, 9, and 11. And now they've gotten the hookup. The owner is planning french fry parties for them at school. The owner even set up a GoFundMe to start savings accounts for them. They'll get the money when they turn 18 so they can use it for college or whatever their future plans are.
It's awesome.
So, yeah. So rather than just get mad, they were like, let's have some fun with this. I'm going to find out who these kids are. We're going to have a french fry party for them at school.
Heck yeah.
And now they ended up with a GoFundMe that's going to maybe pay for their college, depending on how much money goes into it.
I love that prank calls are still a thing with the younger generations. Yeah, who
knew prank calls are still a thing? Now, they may not know, though, that they can quickly identify you.
Yeah, right.
And they just kept making the prank calls, and that's how he found them so easily. But either way, that's the good news.
Coming up on Ace and Friend.
Ace and Friend.
Two words. Paranormal Piper. My sister. The searcher of the paranormal. Next on Ace and Friends.
Ace and Friends.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
This is Ace and Friends.
Okay. The excitement is building because my sister, heretofore known as Paranormal Piper, is on today's edition of Ace and Friends. Live. It's Paranormal Piper from Pineville.
Mm-hmm.
Live from Pineville, Louisiana. So, okay, let's start here in case anybody doesn't know. Piper, explain what exactly it is in about 30 seconds. What you do with the paranormal these days?
What we do is we go to places that have infestations or supposedly haunted, and we try to debunk whatever is there, whether it's scientific or otherworldly.
Okay. So when you say infestations, meaning what, like ghosts?
Yes. Ghosts, okay. Spirits, demons, entities.
See, that's where, I don't know, something about the word demons is what freaks me out about the whole thing. So give us an idea where, what was the plantation that you just went to kind of give everybody in about 60 seconds an idea of one of your trips that you went on?
We just recently went to Myrtle's Plantation. It was built in the late 1700s. There have been over 25 deaths in the home and more than that on the grounds. Apparently, they believe the house was built on top of a Native American burial ground. But there's been no proof to sustain that. But they have a lot of activity. There have been pictures of beings in between the home. They hear knockings. Handprints have shown up on mirrors. Things like that.
Okay. And did you find... Did you spend the night there?
Yeah.
And
it was so cool.
Okay. And did you find anything there? I mean, did you have any type of experience?
It's very, very active. We were in one of the bedrooms in the main part. We paid. It was myself and about 15 people from all over the United States. And we were in one of the main bedrooms, and we have what's called a tripwire that lights up. If we touch it or put our hand over it, it won't light up, but it's set to light up when a certain static electricity comes across it. It kept going off. We had a music box that was set off in a bathroom.
Okay, wait, hang on a second. We're going to have a lot of questions. So, okay. All right, so let's leave it here. We're set up. She's spending the night in this plantation, Myrtle's Plantation, in St. Francisville, Louisiana. Right? St. Francisville? Yes. Is that right? Okay.
Yeah.
And we'll get into what happened with Paranormal Piper from Pineville coming up next.
Ace and Friends.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenix. Neogenix is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Ace and Friends.
Okay, so my sister Piper is on the phone from Pineville, Louisiana. I'm just going to call her from now on Paranormal Piper from Pineville.
I love it. All right. I love it.
I'm good. So she recently went, if you missed it, she went to Myrtle's Plantation, which is in St. Francisville, Louisiana, with a group of about 15 people, and they went to spend the night to test for paranormal activity. And you have this tripwire that's set off by, I think you said static electricity. Is that right?
Yes, or electromagnetic waves.
Okay, and it detected movement.
Quite a bit, yeah.
Okay, but you didn't see any, did you see anything like figures of ghosts or whatever?
I do have some actual recordings, audio recordings, and I posted one of them on TikTok of we were all sitting in a room and all of a sudden you hear a female voice say, "Hey," and it sounded like it was right in my ear, and it was pretty terrifying. We have a picture of a black mass that we caught in the corner of one of the bedroom walls.
Wait, what does that mean, a black mass?
It looks like just black air or a black mist.
Okay.
A black cloud.
I would assume that's a very bad thing.
Well, not necessarily. It depends.
Okay.
So we have a picture of that we caught. We did catch, there are handprints on the mirror because they just finally quit trying to clean them off because they kept reoccurring. But when we took a picture of the handprints, there is the imprint of a face in Sherry's picture, but not in mine. And we took our pictures at the exact same time of that mirror.
Oh.
So, wow.
So all in all, though, it was like that. You do believe that place is haunted, and people, and you paid money. People pay to spend the night and be scared. Do you sleep?
That's what I've wanted to know.
Do you get any sleep?
We usually get about an hour to 2 hours
at night.
After everything's over, before we have to check out, because we'll get there and we set everything up. Say like 2 o'clock in the afternoon, one or two, and then we investigate until like 5 in the morning. Five okay, or
I
six
didn't think morning. About that. You're not just hanging out and like trying to watch TV or something in the room. You're actually out seeking what's going on. So the middle of the night when most people would be sleeping, that's when you're the most active. So yeah, I guess
that's
you wouldn't.
We're the most
you wouldn't sleep until you know 6 or 7, 5, 6 in the morning, and then grab a couple hours before it's time to check out. Okay, we got more questions. More of my sister Piper, Paranormal Piper from Pineville. Next, hang on.
Ace and Friends.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenix. Neogenix is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenix.
This is Ace and Friends.
Oh, man. My sister is still on with us. Paranormal Hello. Piper from Pineville, who's part of the Central Louisiana Paranormal Society. Is that right?
Bayou Paranormal Society.
Bayou Paranormal Society. It's a lot of bayous in Central Louisiana. Regan, you look like you have questions or thoughts or something.
Yeah, I mean, no, I'm fascinated just to listen. Is your third eye still open?
Yes.
It is. Okay. I knew she had mentioned that a while back.
Does it stay open?
Does it blink?
No, it doesn't blink.
Just stays open.
Now, what does that mean that your third eye is open again? Explain that again.
When your third eye is open, it means that you are in connection with what's beyond the veil, what's on the other side of the spiritual world. But you also have to be very careful. You have to learn how to control it, because there have been things that you can see or that I have seen that are really not nice and pretty scary. So, I mean, you can close your third eye. But I primarily leave mine open because I do readings so much.
Can you teach somebody to open their third eye?
You can, but they primarily have to do, you can mentor them is what you can do.
Okay.
They primarily have to learn how to totally be at peace with themselves, self-love, self-confidence, self-trust, have all 7 chakras aligned. Be at peace, even though you might be having a really horrible day or a really horrible month, that you're still at peace with yourself and your situation, and that you know everything's going to work out.
Okay.
Why are you pointing at me, Regan?
She needs to tutor you so you can open your third eye. That sounds awesome, to be at peace no matter what's going on.
Well, see, the problem is you have to be at peace before you can learn to open your third eye.
And he knows no peace.
Thank you, Rob.
What did he say?
Rob said he knows no peace.
I know.
Yeah. I can do an egg cleansing on you, and that would help you be more at peace.
Oh, what? An
egg cleansing.
You said
an egg cleansing. Right. Yes.
In about 20 seconds, tell me what an egg cleansing is.
An egg cleansing is where you lay down and you just get totally relaxed. And I take a simple egg at room temperature, and I just run it over your arms, over your face, the shell of the egg, and like on your legs. And then I go and crack it. And I wait for about 20 minutes. And then I go and I read what the yolk is saying to let me know what areas of your life you need to become more at peace at, whether it's career, financial, home life, mental stability, things like that.
Check.
We need an egg cleansing.
I don't need egg cleansing to tell you that.
No, we need the cleansing.
Well, Piper, thanks for coming. I think we want to make this kind of a weekly thing for a while.
I would love to.
All right, sounds good. Well, we'll talk to you again next week. Paranormal Piper from Pineville. I love you. I'll talk to you this later today, okay?
Love you too. Bye-bye.
More Ace and Friends coming up.
Coming up.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenix.
Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Ace and Friends.
An egg cleansing, you say?
You need that. And she's going
to
read
it. Well, it doesn't cleanse anything, though. It just tells you what you need to be more peaceful at in life, right?
But she also said she could tutor you through some of this stuff to find peace. And I think that would be super great for you. And then your third eye would be open.
I don't want my third eye open. I just know when we hung up with Piper a second ago, I just heard Robbie in the room go, whew.
Yeah. I mean, that's a lot. It's a lot.
It was a lot. There was a lot happening there in the span of just a few minutes.
Egg cleansings.
So maybe I'm going to try to see. What is today? Is today Tuesday, Wednesday? Today's Wednesday. Yeah. So I'm going to see if maybe we can make Wednesday Paranormal Piper Day from now on.
Did she do a remote egg cleansing?
Yeah. Over Zoom?
I don't know. I think you've got to actually be there because it sounds like the egg has to make contact with your body.
Ah, that's true.
And she reads the yolk.
Could she instruct one of us on what to do with the egg to use it on you?
I don't think it would work because you don't have your third eye open, Rob.
That's true.
How do you know? Maybe his third eye is wide open. I got a feeling it's probably not, but maybe it is.
I mean, okay, I could be wrong, but I'm almost positive that Rob's third eye not open.
I would tend to agree with you. I don't think my third eye is open.
Okay. Yeah, so I think your third eye already has to be open for you to do the egg reading. Was it what do you call it? Egg cleansing?
Egg cleansing. She sees beyond the veil. That is some wild stuff.
Yeah.
Did your mom know about any of this stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, she did?
Yeah, I think my mom knew.
She couldn't have been thrilled about it.
No. I don't think so. I don't think she was. But we never really talked about it. I never discussed it with my mom one time. I think maybe when I was like, what is that about?
Yeah, because I feel like if I told my mom I was into that stuff, she'd probably be confused. Like, I don't even know what you're saying, really, because I don't even know.
No, because it was not something at all that my mom was ever into or anything that anyone in my family was ever into.
Did your sister display like signs of being into the paranormal when she was young?
Has always loved like ghost stories and all that kind of stuff. Even as a little girl, she loved those little kids' ghost stories and everything. Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just one of those things she was always interested in.
Does this like conflict? Because she's a Christian, right?
Yes.
So how does that not conflict with what's going on in one of those?
That's a good question, Rob, and I do not have the answer because I've asked that same question before. I have asked that very same question. I mean, like, well, how does this work out? And she works it out in her mind somehow.
Right.
Because I've asked her that point blank before.
I'm very curious about it.
I know. So as was I. But maybe from now on, Wednesdays will be Paranormal Piper Day if we can make it work. On Ace and Friends.
Coming up on Ace and Friends.
Ace and Friends.
The story you'll be talking about the rest of the day. Because a guy did something that no one else would ever do. Why he tried to break into jail. Next.
More Ace and Friends coming up.
Coming up.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery.
So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at hstj.com/neogenyx.
Ace and Friends.
I don't think anybody minds that today's story you'll be talking about the rest of the day is a little bit late because we got sidetracked talking about the paranormal with my sister. But a man, well, our aim every day is to give you something that you'll want to share later. Either you'll have to have this information for some type of topical discussion in your home, or you just want to tell somebody, hey, did you hear this story? A man with stolen jewelry was headed to prison on Sunday, but not in the way you're thinking. He was driving himself because he broke in to prison. Police in Michigan responded to a burglary alarm late Sunday night after there was a break-in at the former Standish Correctional Facility, which closed in 2009. When they got there, they found a smashed glass door and later saw a 42-year-old man named Cody Bellamy walking out. He'd driven a 2015 Lexus to the prison. When the cops looked inside it, they found stolen jewelry, cash, burglary tools, and an unregistered firearm. Cody was arrested and hit with four charges, including breaking and entering and possession of burglary tools. It's unclear exactly what he was doing, but he told police that he was, quote, walking around and taking a look, end quote. Well, but the cops didn't buy that because they're like, well, okay, but what are all these burglary tools doing over here?
Yeah.
They did note that there's nothing in the old prison and anything of value had been removed long ago.
Yeah. I think it does make sense. You're probably just checking it out, man.
Yeah, okay, but there's stolen jewelry, cash, burglary tools, yeah, and an unregistered firearm in the prison. Like, what are you doing? He's like, I was just checking it out. I don't know how that, I didn't even know that stuff was in here. I was just here looking around.
Just looking for a bed.
Yeah. So the prison's been closed since 2009. And granted, the prison is closed, but it's still weird to sound like the guy was breaking into a prison.
Yeah.
And dropping stuff off. Quote, walking around, taking a look.
Yeah. Checking it out, man. I'm an urban explorer.
I do. I'll admit, I am fascinated by empty malls. Those videos about empty malls are vacant arenas when guys go in and they fly drones around and check out vacant. I will watch those on YouTube all day long.
Yeah.
Because they're fascinating. There's a little bit of sadness to them, too.
Yeah.
But they're fascinating to watch.
A prison would be creepy in the middle of the night.
Super creepy. At Alcatraz, when Kate and I went to Alcatraz a few years ago, when you take the tour, they ask you, would anybody like to step into the, what do you call it?
Solitary. Confinement?
Yeah. And they close the door just like they did then. And you're standing there, and it's pitch. You hold your hand up in front of your face, can't see it.
Yeah.
Ugh. And like you're in there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, like for 2 weeks at a time, three weeks at a time for punishment. And I can see how people go crazy doing that.
Yeah, heck, nuts.
But that's the story you'll be talking about the rest of the day.
Coming up on Ace and Friends.
Ace and Friends.
The celebrity who made the greatest comeback of all time. Next.
More Ace and Friends coming up.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime,
and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
Ace and Friends.
So Sunday night was the Academy Awards, and a lot was made about Jimmy Kimmel making jokes about Robert Downey Jr.'s past drug issues. If you don't know, Robert Downey Jr. came to fame in the 80s. Massive talent. Had a drug problem, got into a lot of trouble. But in 20 years or so ago, he really kind of rebounded, turned his life around, and he's been at the top of his career, top of his game ever since. He did just win his first Academy Award the other night for best... what do you call it?
Supporting actor.
Supporting actor. That's what I was looking for. That's a hell of a comeback. Mm-hmm. But it got me thinking, what celebrity has made the greatest comeback of all time? They were a celebrity. They were a star. They were famous. Then they did something and fell off, fell apart. And then however many years later, suddenly, bam, they came back.
I would say Brendan Fraser's probably up there.
Brendan Fraser's one of the top answers on our Facebook page, Rob. Yeah, Brendan Fraser's up there. That's because he's having a moment now, and they're saying his career is about to blossom again and take off.
Yeah, he got an Oscar last year.
Yeah.
After being gone for who knows how long.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. A couple of others I mentioned. Steven Tyler at Aerosmith.
Yeah.
Band had fallen apart, had broken up, had even gotten back together and put out an album that failed. Then they did Walk This Way with Run DMC, followed that up with the album Permanent Vacation, and they've been superstars again ever since, which was 1986 when Walk This Way came out. Permanent Vacation came out in 87. There was probably a 6-year span there. They were nothing. They had even completely broken up.
I don't know if this one counts, but Neil Patrick Harris, because he was Doogie, and then he went away for a while, and then he came back on How I Met Your Mother.
That's a good one.
Yeah. I'll give you another good one. Carlos Santana. Carlos Santana, while still thought of as being an amazing guitar player, he was huge in the 60s and the 70s. Then throughout the 80s and the 90s, nobody cared until Rob Thomas came along with Carlos Santana, Smooth, and he had a massive album, and he's been back, you know, playing arenas, been a superstar ever since. Celebrities that have made incredible comebacks. John Travolta, massive star in the 70s. Then he did Grease. And Urban Cowboy and Saturday Night Fever. I mean, those three movies were huge, but by 81, it was over. He did some bad movies and he was nothing throughout the 80s. And then in the 90s, Pulp Fiction is what started his resurgence.
Yeah.
Now he's been a star ever since, but.
I thought he was a star the whole time from the 70s to 90s, I guess.
Yeah, throughout the 80s, he just dipped off the face of the earth for about 10 years or so. You didn't hear anything from him. Huh. We've got some more of these celebrities. Which celebrity has made the biggest comeback? Next.
Ace and Friends.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
This is Ace and Friends.
All right, greatest celebrity comebacks of all time. Now, some of these, like somebody said Jennifer Lopez. I don't think Jennifer Lopez, since she became a star in the 90s, she's always been a star.
Yeah.
Yeah, because she may have had like a couple years where she was gone, but that's about it.
Yeah, that's the thing though. You've got to have more than just.
I would say at least 10 years.
Like Aerosmith. They were the biggest band in America in 1978. And then by 80, they had broken up. They weren't even, they were doing different things. They were nothing. And then 87, like 7 years later, they kind of got off the drugs and got their heads cleared and came back and been superstars ever since. Okay. Here's a classic example. Tina Turner.
Yeah.
Tina Turner was a star in the 60s and the early 70s. To, you know, partnered with an abusive husband. She finally left him, but had literally nothing. And I think in her divorce, she actually told the judge, I want nothing but my name, Tina Turner. Nothing else from him. And she was playing like lounges and all this kind of stuff in Vegas and all. And then in 84, she did What's Love Got to Do with It, and her career exploded, and she was massive until the day she died. Kim Kardashian, somebody said. Does that count?
Kim Kardashian? Has she not been
since
a star?
She became a celebrity, she's never really had a down moment, though. She never disappeared for a while, did she?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
Okay, Patrick Dempsey.
Grey's Anatomy.
Okay, that's the comeback. Before that, you know, in the 80s, Can't Buy Me Love, one of the classic 80s movies of all time. He was very young. He might even have still been a teenager, early 20s. And he was in some of those movies, and he was kind of a heartthrob. And he disappeared and pops up years. Every now and then he'd pop up in something. Like he pops up in Sweet Home Alabama or something. And you would see him and go, is that the kid from Can't Buy Me Love?
Yeah.
You know?
Huh. Those are tough to, if you don't know them, those are tough.
Winona Ryder.
Great example.
She stole stuff.
She was a star. Yeah, right. She got in trouble with the law. She disappeared for about 10 years.
Yeah.
And then when she came back and showed everybody she really could. She was a very good actress.
Yeah. Sticky fingers.
Right. Yeah. And a very good thief. Or not very good thief.
Not a very good thief. She got caught. I guess like her first time she was ever stealing, she got caught.
I better act again.
So yeah, celebrities who make great comebacks. If you start paying attention to it, like when you go through your music collection or you go or you're watching a movie or something, some will pop up and you're like, there's another good example.
Mm-hmm.
Did Sydney Sweeney lie? Does it even matter? Next.
Ace and Friends.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.
Ace and Friends.
So Sydney Sweeney is having a moment, as they say right now. She came to fame in Euphoria. And then she's done a couple of different things. She's got a movie that's out now on Netflix. It's not bad. I mean, you've seen it.
She got a bunch of movies.
Yeah, right now. And you've seen them already. But they're still entertaining. I love movies like that. Like, I know how this rom-com ends. They're going to get together, but let's enjoy it while it's happening. but she just hosted Saturday Night Live. And recently she was on Hot Ones. Now, explain why people are so upset from this clip we're about to play from Hot Ones, Riggins.
She talks about one of her first jobs, which is it will be revealed in the clip. And a woman says, there's just no way this is true because I've done this job.
Let's see. Here we go.
Is it true that you briefly worked as a tour guide at Universal Studios? And if so, did you have a favorite tour fun fact or point of interest? I used to do the architecture tour of the Chicago River and Lake Michigan.
No way.
So I share a natural kinship in the profession.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. I was a struggling actor in high school and I had to pay all my own bills because my mom... I mean, I love you, Mom. I love you so much.
Mom's there, by the way.
She but, yeah, I'd pay my phone bill, car insurance, everything, gas. And I'm so glad she did, because I've learned how to budget and mm-hmm. save my money and know what's important in life. I love tour guides at Universal. I memorized the entire thing, and so I was there for a little bit, and then I actually booked Sharp Objects.
That's a great exit strategy. I was out there on that river and lake for like 6 years,
yeah,
like 6 summers.
So what is the
woman is saying? A woman worked at Universal Studios as a tour guide. She said it's one of the most difficult jobs you can get. First of all, you got to go through like 3 interviews, 3 weeks of training, memorize scripts. You do a memorization test, an oral test, and a written test. And then after all that, they might offer you a job. She said the people that have been tour guides are lifers. They do it for their entire life, and that's all they talk about. And she said she was so casual in answering that question and moved on so quickly, there's no way it's true.
She does eventually just kind of gloss over it and keep moving on to something else.
So that's her suspicion, and I get where she's coming from, but it's and everybody's pointing, well, that would be a weird thing to lie about, that you're a tour guide at Universal Studios.
I wonder if she didn't realize she didn't mean, like, she worked there or worked with a tour guide or doing tour or something.
Know.
I wonder if tour guide was an incorrect word, and she was like, I'm just going to keep moving on out of this.
Yeah, and maybe all that is true, but why could she, you know, maybe she just didn't feel like talking about it. She's like, and then I booked my first movie. So I don't think it was that unnatural. I don't, but everybody's calling her a liar.
This is because people are looking for a reason. Because she's hot right now. Yeah. People are looking for a reason to be upset with her, and I'm going to bring her down. There is something Sydney Sweeney related that people are getting in trouble for that we mentioned earlier today on the Ace and TJ show, but it brings me to a couple of questions about how you would react in a certain situation, especially on a plane. Next.
Ace and Friends. This is Ace and Friends.
So we were talking about Sydney Sweeney a minute ago, and there's a story out today that if you're on Twitter and you get a DM that says, hey, see Sydney Sweeney's leaked nudes, you send a DM, it links you to malware, which you'd have to be an idiot not to think that's what's going to happen.
Oh, but it's so tempting. Who doesn't want to see those? You know?
The word leaked is what turns me off of.
Yeah.
Like, because they don't want you to see those. You're not supposed to see those.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I am guilty of having seen... I'm drawing a blank on her name right now.
Hotel room, Erin Andrews?
No, I've never looked at Erin Andrews. I've seen the one picture of her standing like you see her side or her butt or something, but I've never gone and looked at them because I thought that's so wrong that those are leaked.
Yeah, that was horrible.
Maybe that's because I have that fear that something of me gets leaked once. Yeah. I don't know. I've never seen the Kim Kardashian tape. Who's the actress? She has very full lips. Scarlett Johansson. Mm. I have seen those. I kind of stumbled upon them accidentally. Then I was like, oh, gosh. And I am guilty of having seen Scarlett Johansson's nudes, okay? Sue me.
You stumbled on
them. I did. I just kind of saw them one day. Anyway. And
I just kind of.
Not exactly. We should move on.
Like, I've never seen. I've talked about this before. I've never seen the Kim Kardashian tape. Because at the time, well, I thought it was. I've never seen the Paris Hilton tape because at the time I thought it was stolen.
Yeah,
I did see looked at part of the Pam and Tommy tape only because that was the first one that ever came out. And you're like, what is this all about? I don't even understand what this is.
So just 3 celebrities.
What?
Erin Andrews, Scarlett Johansson.
I've seen
and Tommy.
One photo that was in an article about Erin Andrews that showed her side view or something. I've never seen the pictures.
So ever. 3 out of the 5 popular ones.
I've never gone to look at any of the others. It's not 3 out of the. I haven't seen Erin Andrews. I didn't go look at them. I just thought, I don't want to see that.
Yeah.
Scarlett Johansson's the only one that I can be like, yeah. I did stumble upon Scarlett Johansson online. I accidentally was like, what is that? Oh gosh. I don't think she meant for those to be leaked. But, well, I mean, I've already seen them now.
Yeah. Keep scrolling. And then Pam and Tommy was what? You bought it or you just stumbled on it?
No, when it was on, there were pictures of it online or clips of it online in the early days of the internet. And you're like you didn't even know what it was. Like, what do you mean it's a stolen tape? Let's check this out.
Yeah.
You know, oh gosh, that's, oh, hey. And there really, honestly, there wasn't a lot to it.
Yeah.
But anyway. I feel like I've been defending myself and got totally off track of what I wanted to talk about right here.
More Ace and Friends coming up. Ace and Friends.
So here was the question I was trying to get to a minute ago. It made me think about this. When it comes to like people that are stupid enough to DM a random Twitter profile trying to see Sydney Sweeney's nudes and they get upset because they end up with malware. You're an idiot if you think that's not going to happen. But I always think about people on a plane and they say, people get in trouble for airdropping photos or whatever to people on a plane. Who is accepting the random airdrop from people? Because you have to accept that, right?
Yes.
So you're sitting on a plane. Somebody you don't know offers, you know, you Riggins has invited you to accept this, his airdrop. Well, I don't know who Riggins is. Why in the world would I open that?
Maybe you do it out of just like, I don't know. It happens so quickly. You're just like,
let's say you're sitting on the tarmac on a plane. Riggins, you and Rob, you're sitting together on a tarmac on a plane. And suddenly, for argument's sake, it pops up and says, a female, Sydney, has invited you to accept her airdrop. Are you curious enough that you're going to accept
it? Sure.
You are?
Probably.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, there's no way. I'm like, nope, don't trust that.
You would?
Yeah, because maybe I just assume they're trying to get into my phone.
Well, airdrop doesn't work that way. It's just sending like a picture most of the time. You can send links that way too, which I guess could be a problem, but it'll tell you what they're trying to airdrop you. If it's airdropping a photo.
So it says like Sydney's trying to airdrop you 5 photos. You'd be like, okay, let's see what we got. Really?
I'm just curious.
I'm just not doing that. That could be something real bad. And they say like, he's got bad stuff on his phone.
Yeah, you think they're going to airdrop you child pornography or something?
Who knows? I don't know. I don't trust people I don't know. I would never accept anything from people I don't know. But both of y'all said if it was a female, you'd be like,
You answer spam phone calls like all the time because I just want to see who it is.
I know it's spam.
Why would you answer it?
Because sometimes I like to know what they're calling for.
This is the same situation.
Yeah, I mean, it's the exact same thing.
But they're sending like photos. You don't know what these photos are of.
You don't know what they're going to say on the other side of that phone.
Yeah.
It's not even remotely the same thing. One has a great chance of being pornography.
Well, what if they start talking dirty to you?
Thank you, Rob. That makes a lot of sense.
Coming up on Ace and Friend.
Ace and Friend.
There's a lady who made an order from Pizza Hut. And it's a rather unique order. Unlike anything you've ever ordered, I guarantee you. Next.
More Ace and Friends coming up.
Coming up.
This is Ace and Friends.
Okay. Riggins brought this TikTok in today. For a girl named Toasty Coop.
Yeah.
That's her TikTok name, profile name. And we'll just play this clip because it's pretty self-explanatory. She ordered some wings from Pizza Hut, and here we go.
Y'all, I'm going to throw up. We got wings from Pizza Hut, and... Y'all, they are raw chicken, every single one of them.
She holds the wing up.
Yeah, it's like a boneless wing.
Yeah, they've scratched off the outer surface, and that joker is raw as raw can be in the middle.
It's so gross looking.
It's just like jelly pink looking. It looks like the one that she's holding, they may have just taken a bite out of it, like, oh.
But fully sauced. Like, it's so weird to see something fried on the outside, like with the barbecue or buffalo sauce on it. And then on the inside, it's like that slimy pink red color. Oh, it's so gross.
There's about 9 seconds left to see the rest.
My husband literally bit into one and noticed every single one of these is just raw chicken. Pizza Hut, what the fuck?
I'm not as interested in a fine shit husband.
Yeah.
You ever had that happen? You're like, oh, that's terrible. Oh, you're married. Whatever. I don't care. I
hate her. Anymore.
But it is that pink jelly looking. Ugh.
Ugh. And to know that you bit into that. I mean, I'm sure everybody's had an experience with like something kind of raw, but chicken is so. It's not like a raw burger or anything.
Yeah. And that's real raw.
Yeah.
How does the breading get crispy without cooking the chicken thoroughly?
I don't know.
I don't understand that.
I don't know that either.
Maybe the oil's too hot or something. But I mean, they even sauced them and everything. So it's just so disturbing.
Yeah, you look at she holds the container up. When you look at the container with the wings in it,
you'd never know.
You would never know. But when they were showing more than one, they're showing, you're like, oh my god, they are they're completely raw in the middle.
You bite into it, knowing it's like cool or room temperature.
And when they cut away from it and show it, you can see that it's no camera trick because you can see the breading on the outside and then the raw chicken in the middle of it.
She said she complained at Pizza Hut and they were like, "We'll bring your receipt and we'll refund your order or give you a replacement." She's like, "Y'all tried to kill me." No, right. A little dramatic, but. You want to be taken care of more
You'd
than that.
You think in this case they'd go above and beyond it. Tell you what, let's give you like free wings for a month or, you know, we're going to do something. A little something extra. A pizza week for the next month just to make it a little bit better for.
Ace and Friends.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.